June 18th. And today the New York Times papers is the big story. We start out this morning with the president reviewing the statement they had finally gotten worked out last night for him to use in Rochester today. And after quick review, he rejected it on the basis that it has no language that really sings. It's too bland, and therefore it's not worth reading. If he says anything, he'll just ad lib it. Then, as he got to thinking about it, he decided that there was a real question of whether he should get into it at all. If he does, it makes makes the whole thing an attack on us. Also, there's the problem of the matter being in the courts. Also, the question of timing. Maybe we should let it run and then next week go on national TV and really hit it. The thing that finally clinched it was the view that Herb Klein came up with, that this was the wrong forum for doing this, because it was a group of editors who basically are in disagreement with us on this issue, although generally in agreement with us on other things. President's view then was to say it to the nation and then perhaps write a personal letter to every editor and TV man, making the point that that doesn't involve this administration. In the end, it all boiled down to the point that the statement is not adequate and that it would override the briefing and that it was the wrong place to do it. Then the thought was maybe to have Kissinger do it to begin with, since we do need someone to take it on in a tone of high moral indignation. He got into some strategy points, feeling that we should make very clear that from a political standpoint, this administration is out of its mind to oppose the release of the papers, since they involve previous Democratic presidents and how they got the U.S. into Vietnam. Also, the question of World War II and Korea comes up because those documents are also classified, and those too are wars Democratic presidents got us into. Then why do we object? Because of this problem, and then go into the case of the whole problem that they had suggested for his speech, making the point that we have to protect the presidency, the president's advisors, the foreign policy sources that we have, and so forth, citing SALT and Middle East and Berlin as things that we're doing, the fact that the president has seen 67 chiefs of state, and that one of the main reasons for the progress in negotiations is the privacy of communications. A newspaper has got to weigh a good story versus the question of aiding the enemy. His conclusion then was to say nothing today, that this is not the right forum. He does feel we should let Dole go on our line, using the facts of World War II and Korea, that this is not our administration that's involved, and so on. He is thinking of marshaling it next week, marshaling the whole battle, whole argument, and his going on at that time. We then got into the question of our general plan on approach to this, and came up with a number of staff suggestions that we were back and forth on the phone while we were in Rochester trying to work out. The president agreed with some of them, disagreed with others. We all felt that Klein was an ideal spokesman for a press conference and also a letter to the editors. We pretty much agreed, although Henry Kissinger was in violent disagreement, that LBJ should go on to defend the presidency. But then learned late this evening that after a 45-minute phone call, Harlow had been unable to persuade Johnson to go on, that Johnson had completely collapsed, was in a state of being totally unstrung, feels the country is lost, the president can't rule, that they're out to destroy him, etc. So that ended any participation by him. Another thought was for Rogers to go over the weekend while he's in New York. continuation of June 18th from the preceding side. The feeling was that if Rogers does go, Kissinger should not, and Scully is going to try to talk Rogers into doing it. The whole thing kept going back and forth in phone calls. Ehrlichman set up a meeting of the group in Washington to work on final recommendations, etc. As of late this evening, the matter was still pending consideration by the courts. There was something of a flap on the point raised by the New York Times that the question was now moot because the Washington Post had the materials. So we went into the D.C. court asking for an injunction against the Post, which was not granted, and we moved immediately to the Court of Appeals. The question of whether to go into the D.C. court was raised by John Mitchell, calling Ehrlichman while we were in Rochester. John and I agreed we should go, as did Mitchell, so that was the way that was set. First thing this morning, the president met with President Senghor of Senegal, and that was supposed to be a half-hour meeting before we left for Rochester. Unfortunately, Senghor wasn't told that and didn't get to the point of anything that he had planned to discuss until the meeting had been going about 45 minutes. Also, he speaks only French, so translation was required. This, needless to say, didn't get the president off to too good a start for the day. Rochester itself went pretty well. Crowds weren't as big as we had hoped for, but then the demonstrations weren't as bad as we were afraid they might be either. Overall, I think we came out pretty well on it. The president apparently did an excellent job in the briefing. He had me call Conley tonight to get a reading from him, and Conley was very enthusiastic, particularly making the point that the president showed more feeling, dedication, and real interest than he has before, that he was very eloquent in some parts, and that this is a very effective kind of forum for him. He thought we should do more of them and try to get them on television. On the plane, the president got into a critique of the AMA speech draft and dictated a whole lot of stuff to me on things he wanted to cover. He's concerned that they don't have enough of an attack on the Kennedy proposal, that they cover too many other things that the bureaucracy wants rather than making the good political points that we want. So I called Price and had him get back to work on that. End of June 18th.